Skagway Mayor Monica Carlson and her mother, Cora Louise Adams, were struck and killed by a bus while crossing the street near the National Mall in Washington, D.C. Both women died of their injuries in the hospital. Detectives with the Metropolitan Police Department are still investigating the fatal crash. Skagway officials learned the news late Wednesday night. Orion Hansen serves on the Skagway Assembly.
I think the whole town is shocked, saddened, grieving. I don't know that we've really digested it yet. I think a lot of people are still finding out a true loss for Skagway. Have to grieve on it and move forward.
Mayor Carlson was elected in 2017. She was Skagway's second female mayor and beat the two-time incumbent as a write-in candidate. She had 1 year left of her term. Carlson served on the assembly before she served as mayor. Hansen says that municipal leaders decided to put most city business on hold until after the holidays.
You know, paying bills and all the normal things we have to do to keep the town functioning will occur. But in terms of how we go forward with the loss of our mayor, I don't think we've figured that out yet.
Vice Mayor Tim Cochran is the acting mayor. Skagway is functioning on a lean government. The city is also working to replace their manager at this time. Steve Heitz is Carlson's brother-in-law. He remembers her as a loving wife and mother with a good sense of humor.
I can't imagine as someone who cared more about her neighbors and her friends and her colleagues, and that they all be treated fairly. And she was humble about it. She was caring about it, and she was totally honest.
Heitz says it was a last-minute trip to the Capitol. Carlson received a pair of tickets to tour the White House Christmas lights from Senator Sullivan's office when original ticket holders canceled the day before. The city does not yet have plans for a remembrance. Monica Carlson is survived by Robert Carlson, her husband of 34 years, and her son, Maxwell Carlson, a U.S. Marine serving in Florida. Carlson and her husband have lived in Skagway since 1988. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy expressed his condolences in a statement. He said, "Skagway's loss is Alaska's loss." For KHNS, I'm Claire Strempel.